All summer long, we've been asking people who work in film about the movie that changed their lives, including this one from the director of Con Air.
Hello, I'm Simon West, and I'm a film director. And the film I've seen a million times is Withnall and I. It stars Richard E. Grant and Paul McGann, and was written and directed by Bruce Robinson.
Do you want a cup of tea, Withnall?
No.
It did rapidly become a cult film, and so it was played in art house movie theatres in London a lot. And so I caught it about a year after it was actually made, and I instantly fell in love with it.
I have some extremely distressing news.
I don't want to hear anything.
We've just run out of wine. What are we going to do about it?
It's just two desperate guys, out-of-work actors, living in this terrible flat in London that they never do the washing up. They have no food, no money.
Something's got to be done. We can't go on like this. I'm a trained actor reduced to the status of a bum. I mean, look at us. Nothing that reasonable members of society demand as their rights. No fridges, no televisions, no phones. Much more of this I'm going to apply for Meals on Wheels.
They're just getting more and more depressed and more and more down about their lives and their careers. And so Richard E. Grant's character, who is the Withnall of the title, goes to see a rich uncle who has a cottage in the country.
What should we do?
Get out of it for a while. Get into the countryside. Rejuvenate.
Rejuvenate? I'm in a park and I'm practically dead.
Of course, it's a disastrous trip. When they get there, it's raining, it's dark. They get in an accident with a bull. All the way through this, Paul McGann's character is waiting to hear whether he's got this job, this sort of minor role in a film. When Paul McGann's character finally does get the message whether he's got this minor part, they've actually offered him the lead in the movie.
They want me to play the lead. Congratulations.
The whole film ends with Paul McGann, character cleaning up, cutting his hair, sobering up, basically, and going off for his new life and his new career. And you obviously get the feeling that he is going to blossom and be successful, and Richard E. Grant is probably going to go down further and further.
I shall miss you, Whitmer.
I shall miss you too. Chin chin.
I think my favourite scene is quite near the beginning, where they're drunk and hallucinating from lack of food, and they have to go into the kitchen because they're trying to make a cup of tea, and the sink is full of dirty dishes, and Paul McGann is convinced that there's something live living in the kitchen sink.
Listen to me, listen! There are things in there. There's a tea bag growing.
And so Richard E. Grant puts on these big rubber gloves and is going into a attack whatever is living in the sink.
Stand aside. You don't understand. I think there may be something living in there.
It's like something out of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and it's just very funny and very well written, and I don't know anyone that's watched it that hasn't fallen in love with it.
I feel unusual. I think we should go outside.
That's director Simon West talking about Withnall and I, the movie he could watch a million times. West's new film, The Expendables 2, opened in theaters this weekend.